Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are explaining why their teams lost a match. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
No, I've got no complaints about the referee. Some people claim we should have had a penalty and we were hard done by, but I think we lost because we were inconsistent. In this league, you've got to play well for the whole 90 minutes. We didn't. And you certainly can't afford to make mistakes because you'll be punished. It's not the first time we've strung together some good moves one after another and looked a great side, only to follow up with some awful passing. So I'd say we've just got to concentrate on keeping up the high standard we're capable of for the whole match.
Speaker 2.
I'm not going to take anything away from the opposition. They put pressure on us right from the start. We expected that and we'd made plans to deal with that. They just didn't come off. I suppose they got to us. They're a pretty physical side. That's the way they play. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they play unfairly or anything. They make the very best of what they've got, so I'm not going to take anything away from them. But you must admit, it was by far our worst performance of the season.
Speaker 3.
Obviously, we're disappointed. We expected to win, and I'd like to apologise to our travelling fans for not being able to have made their journey home a more pleasant one. So, why did we lose? I could talk about our injury list, but that's no excuse because they've got quite a long one too. No, it's just that we weren't all on the same wavelength. There were even times during the match when I wondered if the players had ever played together before. Of course, some of the individual performances are definitely worth a mention. But this sport isn't all about individual skill, is it? It's something we've got to work on.
Speaker 4.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of pointing of fingers because of my team selection, and there are those who will say I've helped a team trying to avoid relegation by resting some of my star players, as one reporter put it. But we've got a final to play next week, and I'm not going to risk them getting injured before such an important game. So it was a question of priorities. We're not going to win the league. We've secured a place in next season's Champions League, and that's all that matters.
Speaker 5.
Okay, so there were a few decisions that went against us, but that's the way things go, isn't it? I can't blame the players either. We went into this match confident we'd win, and we weren't taking them lightly, because any team in this league can have one of those days when everything goes right. I've got to hand it to them. We certainly weren't prepared to be pressed all over the pitch. They gave us no time on the ball whatsoever, which was obviously the key to this game. All I can do is say well done to Mick and his players, who fully deserve the win. And I don't think they'll be relegated if they keep playing like this for the rest of the season.
Now you'll hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
No, I've got no complaints about the referee. Some people claim we should have had a penalty and we were hard done by, but I think we lost because we were inconsistent. In this league, you've got to play well for the whole 90 minutes. We didn't. And you certainly can't afford to make mistakes because you'll be punished. It's not the first time we've strung together some good moves one after another and looked a great side, only to follow up with some awful passing. So I'd say we've just got to concentrate on keeping up the high standard we're capable of for the whole match.
Speaker 2.
I'm not going to take anything away from the opposition. They put pressure on us right from the start. We expected that and we'd made plans to deal with that. They just didn't come off. I suppose they got to us. They're a pretty physical side. That's the way they play. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they play unfairly or anything. They make the very best of what they've got, so I'm not going to take anything away from them. But you must admit, it was by far our worst performance of the season.
Speaker 3.
Obviously, we're disappointed. We expected to win, and I'd like to apologise to our travelling fans for not being able to have made their journey home a more pleasant one. So, why did we lose? I could talk about our injury list, but that's no excuse because they've got quite a long one too. No, it's just that we weren't all on the same wavelength. There were even times during the match when I wondered if the players had ever played together before. Of course, some of the individual performances are definitely worth a mention. But this sport isn't all about individual skill, is it? It's something we've got to work on.
Speaker 4.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of pointing of fingers because of my team selection. And there are those who will say I've helped a team trying to avoid relegation by resting some of my star players, as one reporter put it. But we've got a final to play next week, and I'm not going to risk them getting injured before such an important game. So it was a question of priorities. We're not going to win the league. We've secured a place in next season's Champions League, and that's all that matters.
Speaker 5.
Okay, so there were a few decisions that went against us, but that's the way things go, isn't it? I can't blame the players either. We went into this match confident we'd win, and we weren't taking them lightly, because any team in this league can have one of those days when everything goes right. I've got to hand it to them. We certainly weren't prepared to be pressed all over the pitch. They gave us no time on the ball whatsoever, which was obviously the key to this game. All now I can do is say well done to Mick and his players, who fully deserved the win. And I don't think they'll be relegated if they keep playing like this for the rest of the season. That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.